こんにちは皆さん、私の名前はアミン・パーカーです。この時に英語に切り替えてみましょう。さあ始めよう。 So lately I've been trying to come up with videos that go deeply into a single expression or word. In this video, I would like to focus on the word yoroshiku, which is often written in Japanese using hiragana, yoroshiku. It also can be written in kanji or occasionally in katakana. The word yoroshiku is the adverb form of the word yoroshi, which is basically a more formal version of the word yoi or e. These words have various meanings, including good, all right, or okay. In addition, yoroshiku can also have the nuance of suitable. One common pattern is when asking for permission to do something. この本を読んでもいいですか? Or you can say, この本を読んでもよろしいですか? What it means is, can I read this book? Or is it permissible for me to read this book? Now, in those sentences, right, e and yoroshi have basically the same meaning, but the latter sounds more formal. Anyway, since yoroshiku is the adverb form of yoroshi, and the latter word means yoi or e, it can be said yoroshiku is essentially the same thing as the word yoku, which is the adverb form of yoi or e. In other words, yoroshiku means something along the lines of well, in the sense of you did well, or in a good way. Having said that, generally, when you want to express well, yoku would be a more natural fit. Like in this example, okay? Yoku, dekita ne? That sounds more natural, but yoroshiku, dekita ne? That wouldn't sound so good. But basically, yoku, dekita ne? Basically, that means you did well, didn't you? While I won't claim that the other sentence, which was yoroshiku dekita ne, is incorrect, I feel like it is unnatural, or at least very uncommon. However, there are a few set phrases when yoroshiku is common. The first of these is the very common phrase, yoroshiku onegai shimasu, and its variants. Another way yoroshiku is used is to express saying hello, or giving regards to someone. An example of that would be, otosan ni yoroshiku ostaete kudasai. What that means is, please give my regards to your father. Or you can say, okasan ni yoroshiku ostaete kudasai. Or you can drop the o staete and simply say, okasan ni yoroshiku staete kudasai. Please give my regards to your mother. And I'll break this down even further. Let's say you were standing in front of your friend. And your friend name is Kione. And both of you share another friend. And that other friend is named Mihoshi. Now, Mihoshi is not in the room. It's just you and Kione. And you turn to Kione and you say to Kione, Kione-san, Mihoshi-san ni, yoroshiku ostaete kudasai. And basically what you just told Kione was, Kione, can you please tell Mihoshi I said hello? It's that easy, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to tell someone that you're currently talking to tell another person hello, then you simply use that phrase that I just said. You say to your friend Kione, Kione-san, Mihoshi-san ni, yoroshiku ostaete kudasai. Said, Kione, can you please tell Mihoshi I said hello? And you don't even have to say Kione's name in the sentence, okay? You can drop Kione's name, because you're talking to her right now, and you just simply say, Mihoshi-san ni, yoroshiku ostaete kudasai. And you just told Kione to tell Mihoshi that you said hello. Like I said, it's literally that easy to convey this messaging in Japanese. Now, please note that there are other, more polite forms of this. Like I just told you, yoroshiku ostaete kudasai. In both cases, which the verb stailu means to convey or to tell, we can see these phrases literally mean something like, please convey in a good way, which matches up with the translation in English. Okay? However, yoroshiku is often used in a more abbreviated form where everything after it is omitted. A good example of this is the famous manga titled Black Jacket ni Yoroshiku, which is often translated as Say Hello to Black Jacket. Now, I'm not 100% sure, ladies and gentlemen, if this is necessarily the best translation, though. There is a final usage of Yoroshiku that I wanted to mention. Now, I haven't seen it that often, but I recently came across, you know, this usage a few times in a more modern Japanese novel, actually. So perhaps it is becoming more common lately. It is used to express when someone acts very much like someone else, or some category of a person. It isn't technically limited to people, but I have seen it mostly used in this type of context. Okay, example will be like, Kalewa ikanimo sports senshu yoroshiku hashita, which basically means he ran just like a sports athlete. Now, in that sentence, ikanimo emphasizes the just like part of an English sentence. Though it could be replaced with words like malude or atakamo, or even omit it altogether. Now, as I wrap up this video, basically I wanted to point out that while Yoloshiku is technically very similar to the word yoku, all of the above phrases that I used would sound very strange if yoku was used instead. Though perhaps a more native speaker could still figure out what you were trying to say. But that will only apply to a native speaker. They would most likely understand what you're trying to say if you use yoku instead of yoroshiku. Well, this is Amin Parker, your Parker Sensei. And I hope you learned something from this. Until the next podcast, peace. I'm out.